Av says, RSF is fully backed, but keeps V3 and V4 markets frozen. Av's risk team posted an update on April 20, 2026, confirming that the RSF collateral sitting in V3 and V4 markets on Ethereum mainnet is fully backed. The protocol is still keeping those markets frozen, while it reviews bridge-related exposure tied to the KelpDAO incident. The update came via Cointelegraph's X account early on April 20 UTC, citing the Aave team. It did not give a timeline for lifting the freeze. What fully backed actually covers Aave's check looked at whether the RSF token on Ethereum is redeemable against its underlying ETH and restaked positions. By their read, the collateral is intact. That matters because when KelpDAO's Layer 0 bridge was drained for 292 melters last week, the immediate concern was whether the circulating RSETH on Ethereum mainnet was still solvent. If attackers had minted synthetic RSETH on the destination chain and bridged it back, lenders on Aave holding RSETH as collateral would have woken up to bad debt on the books. Aave's statement rules that scenario out. What it does not rule out is secondary risk. The bridge itself remains under review, and the collateral being healthy today says nothing about whether a future mint or redemption path could be compromised. Why freeze first, thaw later? Aave froze RSF markets last week as a precaution, while the KelpDAO situation was still live. Users can still repay loans and withdraw existing collateral, but no new borrows, supplies, or market openings can happen against RSETH. This is the standard risk posture for an asset under investigation. The reason to keep markets frozen even after confirming solvency is simple. Aave's risk team is not just underwriting the token. They are underwriting every path by which that token could become unbacked tomorrow. Until bridge mechanics, Oracle inputs, and Guardian controls on KelpDAO are reviewed and either certified or replaced, the cheapest move is to stay frozen. This approach shows up elsewhere in DeFi too. Lending markets routinely freeze collateral when a dependency, bridge, oracle, issuer, is under stress, even if the token itself is solvent. The cost is lost fee revenue. The alternative is a cascade of bad debt the moment something breaks. What the freeze means for Aave and RSF holders, Aave is down sharply on the week, having lost more than 20% as whales rotated out during the KelpDAO fallout. The broader crypto tape is also soft today. BTC is trading at $74,207, down 1.8% on 24 hours, and ETH is at $2,076, down 3% as of April 20, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at a neutral 50. For RSF holders using Aave, the immediate read is that loans are safe from a collateral insolvency event and existing positions are not at forced liquidation risk because the backing collapsed. They are still subject to normal price liquidation if RSETH moves against them. Anyone waiting to reopen a borrow against RSETA will have to wait until the freeze lifts. For RSF supply depositors, the freeze means no new yield accrual from lending activity, but also no further exposure to protocol-level risk if anything new surfaces from KelpDAO. Withdrawals of existing positions are still available at the time of writing. What could change Aave's posture? Three things would likely move the needle on unfreezing. First, a full postmortem from KelpDAO that explains the bridge exploit vector and the fixes. Second, an independent review that confirms mint and redeem paths now have guardian controls that would stop a repeat. Third, enough time at the current backed state for risk teams to watch on-chain flows and convince themselves that the drain was a one-off rather than a structural issue. None of those three has happened yet. The KelpDAO team has not published a full post-mortem, and until it does, expect the freeze to stay in place. Aave's risk framework has repeatedly treated reopening a market as requiring a review, not just a headline of good news.